This is Joe Mangiacotti with this Pride Radio tidbit. Worcester Pride is celebrating their 42nd year. The Pride Week is held the beginning of September each year. This year, the city of Worcester joined other cities across the nation and granted permission to Worcester Pride to paint three sidewalks the Pride Rainbow. The Pride Rainbow, or Pride Flag as it is known, is a six-color horizontal striped flag. The Pride Flag, or gay flag, was the brainchild of Gilbert Baker. Baker had befriended Harvey Milk. Milk was the first openly gay assemblyman in San Francisco, and a prominent activist. Milk and Gilbert met in the early 70s. In 1977, Harvey Milk asked Gilbert to come up with a symbol of pride for the gay community. Gilbert used the peace flag of the latter 60s as his inspiration and designed an eight-color striped flag, each color having a specific meaning. The original eight colors were red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, pink, and turquoise. The first Pride flag was flown on June 25th, 1978 in the San Francisco Freedom Day Parade and was a huge hit. Groups and individuals from all over the country wanted that flag. But when Milk and Gilbert went to mass produce the flag, they were told that pink and turquoise dye was expensive and hard to do on a large scale. So those two colors were dropped from the original flag, and the result was the six-color flag we know today. This flag is accepted as the overall symbol of gay and lesbian support. The community has come to have many variations of the original Gilbert flag to represent almost every subculture within the gay community. With the first opportunity for Worcester Pride to temporarily paint a couple sidewalks the Pride colors, the transgender flag joined the six-color Pride flag on Front Street in downtown Worcester. The stripes at the top and bottom of the transgender flag are light blue, the traditional color for baby boys. The stripes next to them are pink, the traditional color for baby girls. The stripe in the middle is white. For those who are intersex, transitioning, or consider themselves having a neutral or undefined gender, the pattern is such that no matter which way you fly it, it is always correct. So now, the meaning of those original colors. Red is for life, orange, healing, yellow, sunlight, green, nature, blue, serenity, purple, spirit, pink is for sex, turquoise, for magic and art. So now you know a little more about that rainbow flag you see all over, on private homes, places of business, town squares. So when you see the Pride flag, you know the history, and it has always been about diversity and inclusion. For more on the various flags and their meanings, click NewEnglandPrideRadio.com and follow us on Twitter at NEPrideRadio and listen to Pride Radio on WCUW 91.3 FM. This is Pride Radio. I'm Joe Mangiacotti.